gosh. Look what she's wearing. It's so last season. Ew.
It's time for Fashion on the Fly.
Fashion on the Fly. Only on 93.1 Jams.
Well, you definitely always want to know what she's wearing at It's Me Kelsey22 via Instagram. Heck, she is all over the place because at Mantown, she is known as the professional that she is, fashion and beauty blogger. Heck, Tracy, she was able to quit her job and do this full time. Not only that, she is the ambassador, of course, for Ulta, and we're so happy to have her here today.
Yes, we are. We've got our girl Kelsey Christine on the phone. Hey, Kelsey.
Hi, how are you ladies?
We're good, beautiful girl. We are so happy that you're here, Kelsey, because another hot topic everyone needs to chime into.
Yes. Hey, so Kelsey, what's on the blog this week?
Sure. So, you know, I love Amazon. Like, it's never been a question, but I often do hauls on my YouTube channel showing my recent finds, and there are a ton that I have. So I figured I'd break it down into categories, starting with activewear, more like athleisure and workout gear. So I looked back on all of my Amazon purchases from the past 3 years. I went through and picked out every single one and then picked my favorites from those. And I filmed a whole haul on my YouTube channel. And then I also went all over all of them on the blog. But what I really wanted to talk about today was something that you guys probably ask me, I think, every time I talk about anything Amazon related, is how to shop, how to find those pieces.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of questions from my followers about that, too. They're like, how do you find such good pieces on Amazon? Because whenever I buy something, it comes and it's not the best, or, you know, it's low quality or whatever. So they're like, how do you find the good stuff? So that's what I want to go over first. I have three tips for you guys. And this is going to go for any, not just activewear, but anything on Amazon. So number one is going to be always read reviews. This goes for anything, of course. But reviews are your best friend, especially on Amazon. I know some sellers have fake reviews, so they might seem, if they seem like a little sketchy, then maybe avoid it. But you can usually tell if they're fake or not by looking at them. So definitely always read reviews. That's like my first spot I check, is I try to find anything that's over like 3 stars, of course, and then reviews. And then checking the material and the description. Sometimes yeah. The photos, the sellers are taking them from someone else and it's not the exact item. I've definitely had that happen where I've even shown on Instagram, I'm like, I got this, but this is the picture I got. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced that, but it happened to me more than you can believe.
I was
especially
on,
with Amazon.
Yeah, I was. Well, I was on Instagram and I saw the clothing line Chic Me, like C-H-I-C, me. And so I ordered like $80 worth of clothes from them, Kelsey, and it came back as Barbie doll clothes. Like, it was so see-through. I threw it all away. It was terrible. Terrible.
That's like Shein is another brand. They, when they first came out, they're better now, but when they first came out, I ordered, this was back when I was like living with my mom, so this was years ago, but I ordered a bunch of stuff and it came and it didn't even fit my little sister who was like 8 at the time. And I was like, okay, this is not right. This is not working. Yeah, so always checking the material and description. Again, yeah, photos don't match what the actual product is. But that's another reason you want to read reviews, because a lot of people put photos on there, and that's super helpful. I try to find reviews with photos on there so you can see the actual product on other people, and you can compare it to the picture that it has as well. So that's always good. And sometimes I'll try to put, if I review an item on there, I'll try to put a picture if I have one too. So
yeah,
if you ever see me on there, that's probably why.
Because you look great in everything you wear.
Yes.
Thank you. And then lastly is going to be to check the shipping date. So I always try to stick to things that are prime, but sometimes, obviously, Amazon, not everything is prime, but if it takes too long to arrive, your return window might close. The great thing about Amazon is that they do have a really good return policy, but with things that aren't prime, that's where you kind of draw the line a little bit, because I've had times where I've ordered something and it's taken, you know, a couple months to get here, and then I'm like, oh, I don't like this, and I go to return it, and the return window is closed. But usually if you contact the seller, it's fine. They'll usually return it for you, but sometimes it takes, they might not even get back to you, but sometimes it takes a while. So I actually ordered something last week that I looked and I'm like, this isn't going to be here till September. That was not smart on my part. I'm like, that's a little ways away, right? Just a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, always checking the shipping date. Prime is always going to be your best option. Some things you have to watch too when you pick certain sizes. prime. It might have prime in one size and then not prime in the other. So you just have to be careful with that. So those are basically my three tips on finding anything on Amazon, but especially the activewear, what I'm talking about now on today's blog post. So yeah, that's all. Now that you know the tips, you can check out the blog post for all the activewear picks and my video of them, of me trying them all on.
Super great tips. I'm a huge fan of making sure, Kelsey, like you said, I see what other people look like in the outfits and so much more. And that determines a lot for me. I'm like, ooh, no, honey, that don't look good on you. Mm-hmm. That ain't going to look good on me. Sorry.
And that's why I try to show those things too on a try on, because I want people to see them on me and I want to show them like, this is exactly what you're going to be getting if you order this item.
So good. So, well, let's talk about your top three items from your post. What would they be?
Sure. So I think I have like 18 items or something is what I ended up sharing. And if I could pick three from there, I think number one would probably be my biker shorts, which we talked about those last week. And I styled those. I just bought the shorter version of them too, so I'm really excited to get those. But I linked. What was that?
I said, ooh.
Oh, sorry. I thought I heard something. The shorter version I'm really excited to get too. But so that'd be number one. And then number two is probably the crop. There's a crop racer back tank top. It comes in a set of four different colors, and it's super affordable. And I think it comes in like white. There's a bunch of different color sets, but I got a white, black, gray, and navy crop racer back. And it's not like super crop, but it hits like where you'd wear like high-waisted shorts or high-waisted biker shorts. It hits like right there. So only a little bit of skin shows. So it's nothing crazy. I just think they're really flattering. So that would be number two for sure. And then number three is probably the Nike trainer shoes that I have. They're semi-affordable, I'd say. They're not, they're Nike, so they're going to be a little pricey, but they're affordable for Nike. And they're super comfortable. And obviously, all those three could also make an outfit. So right there, you got a whole outfit, a whole workout outfit right there. So that would be my three.
Oh, I like them. So, very I like good. Them. Yeah. Yes. Hey, so you can get exclusive access to Kelsey's website by texting the word FLY, F-L-Y, to 608-321-0931. Hey, Kelsey, tell everybody where they can find you.
Sure. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at itsmekelsey22. And the blog is kelseychristine.com. And then YouTube is Kelsey Christine. And Kelsey is K-E-L-S-I-E.
Well, Kelsey, we absolutely love you. And thank you so much for the great tips that you have. We will see you next week, of course, with Fashion on the Fly. Take care, love.
Thank you.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Picture perfect.